Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I taught that nothing of the flesh can ever please God. Well, let's pick up there today. If His commandments are grievous to you, that's because you lack a heart for God. It's that simple. Let us see some other biblical New Testament truth. In Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8, we read this, and pay close attention. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That is, it opposes God. God is holy. God is pure. So when a mind is carnal, it is opposing God. That's why we're told in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Has to be actively opposed to Him. So, he says there, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now listen to verse 8 here in Romans chapter 8. Listen closely. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The flesh cannot ever of itself please God, as many so-called people believe that it can. It can never please God. The flesh cannot ever of itself please God because it is false. God must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, when you hear people using the word liberty and grace, but they are associating it with acts of the flesh instead of the spirit, you know right off the bat they have it all wrong. Liberty and grace is not about the flesh to fulfill itself, but rather its freedom from the power of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, we read this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." You can see plainly, in God's sight, that there is no compromise, no peaceful coexistence, no tolerance by God for the flesh. The flesh and spirit are at war. And by the way, you don't see the words compromise and tolerance in God's word towards sin. We're out to see them get saved from sin, from sin's consequence, and from sin's power. Keeping, guarding, making sure that you are staying true to the Word of God, for which an account will be given, which is of utmost importance. You know, again, people always apply their liberty to the flesh. It may be the rock religious music in the church. Oh, if they tone it down, they say, well, that makes it all right. Or it may be tattoos all over the body. And listen, let me just say here, the tattoos, the piercings, and so forth, it's a shame those things happen. And I know one preacher that had tattoos on his arms, and this is back in the 60s. He wore a long sleeve shirt because he didn't want anybody to associate him with a fleshly lifestyle. Just saying having something about God, a Bible verse, or something good you think is good about the Lord tattooed on your body is not a good thing. But you see, the carnal mind is not subject, neither indeed can be, to the things of God. People move in and live together without marriage. That is sexual promiscuity. People gossip. They go to the movie. They counsel church. They actually counsel church for sporting events, Super Bowls, and other pleasures. They had the Facebook post that they'll put up a light for Las Vegas. And look, they like those Las Vegas-styled churches, those Hollywood-styled churches. And they try to put that style in God's name. Don't speak of the liberty of separation and witness to those people, because they won't go there. And you see, that's what I'm telling you. A carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, because it is carnal. Therefore, it cannot be subject to the law of God. So these people seek to quench any work of the Holy Spirit that he tries to do with these words and with these actions, doing things in the name of God that are completely sinful and repulsive and abominable to Almighty God. In keeping the commandments, we also need to see biblical warnings and application. In Jude verse 4, we read this, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." And that word of lasciviousness, the idea of no rule, no standards. What did he call them? He calls them ungodly men. They're without God. That's what ungodly means, without God. Because God is holy. He's altogether holy and righteous. So their application of grace is like the restaurant that always advertises no rule. There's no rule. Hey, there's no standards. We've got liberty. And many times the people that do that are very likable. People's great personality. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, the contrast of that, okay? The contrast of worldliness and applying grace to worldly practice. Applying liberty to worldly practice. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 4, he says, "Preach the word." The verse preceding that, he says, "Is a charge before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll give an account of his appearing." Okay, so it's serious. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, whether they like it or not. How do you preach? Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And notice the next verses. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." In other words, you keep preaching it to men as they are. You preach it, that is the word of God, you preach it as it is to men as they are. Do not change for the culture. Do not compromise. Compromise is a doctrine of hell. Let me repeat that. compromise of any of the Word of God, of any standards of God, of any of the holiness of God, of any of the purity of God, of any of the righteousness of God, that compromise is a doctrine then of hell. Preacher, God said you would be judged before God and the Lord Jesus Christ at His appearing. And you either believe that or you don't. And the commandment is to preach the word. Always. In and out of season. You're to preach it reproving and rebuking and exhorting. You're to do it with long-suffering and doctrine. Use the word of God. That doctrine comes from the word of God, you see. Because this time is coming. And it's really hit hard here in America. Teachers and preachers who turn their heads by appealing to the flesh, that is the itching ears, and turned unto fables, the opposite of the truth and holiness of the Word of God. But as Satan with Eve said, oh, this fruit is good to look on. All she saw that was pleasant to the eyes and the fruit that was would be good to eat. Oh, she saw all these positive. But Satan never shows you the end of the matter. He tried it on Jesus Christ, but it didn't work with him. And Satan, even with Eve and Jesus, tried to use the word of God to cast doubt on the spirit of truth. But you see, if you're a true worshiper of God, you worship him in spirit and in truth. And so, Satan tries to cast doubt on that, and he tried that with Jesus, he tried that with Eve, he was successful with Eve. But Jesus fought him with the word of God, with the actual truth. In 1 John 3:18, he says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Okay. Saying you love is one thing. Carrying it out is quite a different thing. I've heard many times over the years people say, well, you just got to forgive them. Well, God doesn't do that. He doesn't do it until they come to him in confession and repentance. People's unwilling to confess and forsake their sin, he doesn't forgive them. It's only when they confess and forsake. And when people wrong you, have it in your heart already, 100% forgiveness. But don't extend it until they actually confess and forsake their sin. But not only are we to keep his commandments, but we are also, if we truly love him, must realize that his commandments are not grievous. It's an honor to be placed in trust with the commands given to us by God. They're not grievous. Obedience proves if we love God, and we consider it not legalistic to fulfill the obligations of love. And look, I married my wife. I said, till death do us part. I said, love, honor, and cherish.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.